Name is Martin Wanjala Wanyama. I was born a Catholic. We were brought up as Catholic family. And I am the only one in the family who is fellowshipping in another church. When I was brought up, I went to school up to the secondary level, but I did not know what is the chapters and the verses in the Bible. But I was doing CRE. But because in Catholic religion, we were not allowed to read the Bible. But we were very committed. So in 1986, as I was going to work somewhere, early in the morning, around 6 a.m., I was walking with my friend who was a Pentecostal preacher, and he was older than me. Because we were drinking, and for them they were not drinking. But he just became my friend. So he was testifying to me the word of God, and I feared him. I tried to touch him, but it was impossible. So he was talking about the Pentecostal experience. And for me as a Catholic, I do not understand what is the Pentecostal experience. So suddenly, I saw a strange light flashing brighter than the sun 7 times, and it flashed from east to west. And in front of that light was a dove. I was the only one who saw that light. I shouted because of fear, and he also became afraid. He asked me, "What is happening?" I told him, "I don't understand. I have seen a strange light like lightning." And then he told me, "Let us pray together, and God will reveal." I was wondering, what is he speaking about? So we continued with the journey, and we went and did our work, but I was very fearful. I thought that maybe I was going to die. So instead of going to ask him what it means, I went back to ask my grandfather. Because I thought that because for him he's older, he would understand the meaning of that line. Then he referred to me to other grandfathers who were not living, they were already dead. And he told me, "In our clan, we have never seen such a thing." So I don't know what it means. So I became confused. And within three months, that friend of mine gave me a Bible, the King James Bible. But I was unable to read. I could read English, but I was unable to read the chapters and the scriptures. So I put the Bible aside. So in 1994, I came across a message called "And Welcome to Christ," preached by the prophet. I thought it was just a pamphlet. Because I loved reading philosophy and other historian books. So I started reading that message. And the prophet was talking about Simon the leper, who welcomed Christ in his house. But he failed to minister to him in feet washing and other ministration. So he was saying that he was in the house but unwelcome to
feaster.
So instead of seeing Simon, I was the one who was Simon. The message convicted me, and I started now to search for those people who were possessing those books. And I went around 30 kilometers from my home. During that time, I was doing business, and I found them in a town called Kitale. So I went to them and asked them, how much do you charge for baptism? Because as Catholic you must pay. They asked me, who testified to you? I told them, I read a pamphlet called Unwelcome to Christ. They told me, it is not a pamphlet, it is called a message of the hour. But I did not understand the terminology, the message of the hour as a Catholic. I told them, me, I want to go in water and be baptized. And they asked me, you mean you have believed this message? I told them, you are wasting my time. I have come here to be baptized. How much do you charge? They told me, we don't charge any fee. So they took me to baptism, and then I returned to my home, a town called Tongareni. They asked me, where will you find the fellowship? I told them that the Lord will lead me. He has provided a way for me. He will also provide a way for the fellowship. So I found another group which was believing that message, and they were believing polygamy. I went there with a committed heart to know the truth. They were quoting about Solomon marrying many wives, but for me, I was seeing Christ. They were quoting about David marrying many wives, but to me, I was seeing Christ. I stayed with them for 2 years, and then I came across another pamphlet written by prophetic revelation. As I read that pamphlet, I was convicted to write to the order, and it took me 3 months. Then the order replied to me, and he sent me 18 message books written by prophetic revelation. So I started reading those messages, and the first message I wanted to read, they have gone the way of Lamech. Because I was in that group. So I said, this order, he has the same stand like me. But where will I find this group in Kenya? So I wrote to him in Singapore and requested him if he knows any group in Kenya. He connected me with a brother called Moses Kite, more than 200 kilometers from my town.
makilomita 200 kubva
mutsvaka. And I went and looked for Moses Kite.
Ndakaenda ndikano mutsvaka.
And Moses Kite connected me to his pastor, Pastor Cyrus Kiptui.
Kite akandi yendesa kune mfudzi wake Pastor Kiptui.
Yeah, he was here recently.
Makamboona ma zwa darika kuno.
He came to Lusaka and then he came here in Kitungwiza.
Akafura ne Lusaka vachiya kuno Kitungwiza.
So that is how I came to know Ata Brethren. So I came in this message without anybody testifying to me.
Amen.
It was just by the grace of the Lord.
Amen.
So from there we were connected to many ministers. So I want to summarize my testimony like this. In 1995, when we were starting the church in Tongaren, the Lord gave me a vision. I wanted to know what is the message of the hour. Is it the written scriptures or the quotes and statements? So in the vision, I saw the prophet Brother Branham and John the Baptist. They were sitting together. And when I was walking towards them, they stopped me. And they handed to me a Bible. And Brother Branham told me in that vision, this is the message of the hour. And I saw a great shining light. Yeah, beside them. And they told me, take this Bible and put it in that great shining light. And the Bible will become transparent like a glass. So I took that Bible and placed it in that great shining light. My Bible became transparent like a glass. I was afraid maybe it will be burned. But they told me, no, it cannot be burned. So when I could view my Bible, it was transparent. And when I came out of that vision, the Bible became new to me. I could take a certain scripture and then quote, just expound it. From 1996, the Bible is new every day to my life. You cannot exhaust God. You cannot exhaust the scriptures. And from that time, the Lord showed me that time is coming, you will start traveling to other nations. I was wondering, from a small village like Tongare, how will I manage to travel to other nations? Because I thought that people who are traveling to other nations are people from the big cities, who are near big airports and other city facilities. So I decided to call for fasting. To know if it was the will of the Lord. So I went for fasting in a certain prayer mountain. And when we were fasting there at the fourth day, another minister stood up and he spoke and said, in our midst here, we have a preacher who have come here to fast. He has a desire to feast other nations, and he has apostolic anointing. And he said, if you are at a one, stand up. Stand up. I stood up because I was wearing a t-shirt and a trouser for fasting. So he looked at me and he said, no, it is not the one. He said, is anyone who is here among us, you who have come here and he has that anointing? No, but it's too tired. I was the only one standing. Then they prayed together with me. And from there, I returned home. And they called me to pray for another mighty child.
Two hundred kilometers
from my home. And the child was healed instantly. And the family blessed me. They gave me some money as a token of appreciation. And the following day, Pastor Paulus invited me to Kampala. Said Pastor Martin, do you have a minute to come to Kampala? I say, yes, I'm ready. And I went to Kampala. Pastor Paulus took me to Western Uganda. He took me to other places in
Uganda
and connected me with the other minister. And from that time, the Lord was opening other avenues. And the Lord enabled me also to start other churches in different districts or counties. And from that time, the Lord granted me kingdom financials. Kingdom financials. People who are supporting this ministry. So, my brother, my sister, the Lord is still revealing his word.
Amen.
When the prophet went home to glory land, the Holy Ghost did not stop. The revelation is still progressing. And the Lord is still moving. They invited me one time in a church in Eldoret. It was a denominational church called the Living Waters. I went there with Pastor Silas. So they were singing and waiting for the pastor from Kitale. But everywhere I go, I am very simple. I was so simple. And they told that I was not the one who was invited. Because it was raining, I had folded my trouser. Because of the man. So when I arrived at the entrance of the gate of the venue, the ushers took me and seated me at a park and said, we are waiting for a pastor from Kitale. He's the one who will open this meeting, this conference. But I was the one. And they did not recognize me. So I sat there comfortably, waiting for my turn. So they were singing and announcing we are waiting for the pastor from Kitale. But around this time, he may be arriving here. And Pastor Silas signaled them that he's the one who is sitting there. So the one who took me there came again and took me from that place and brought me in the front. So he started unfolding my trouser.
tightened my trousers.
And I was not aware that I was in the pulpit with a folded trouser. Because I wanted to be on my father's business.
Amen.
So they told me, you will preach 15 minutes. And then we go for evening tea. Then after that we shall come again for another service. But for you, you will preach 15 minutes. For me, time management is not a problem. Even if you tell me 5 minutes, I will preach. Because I am not the one preaching. The one who preaches is the author of time. And he knows how he will reach his people. So I preach from a verse from the book of Ecclesiastes, which was talking about a man who was staying in a leaking roof. He was a man who was having a house. The house was good, but the roof was leaking. And he was not repairing the leaking roof. So my heading was the leaking roof. So they were wondering, the leaking roof. How can you preach a leaking roof in a conference? So people were wondering. So the Holy Ghost took over. And I preached exactly 15 minutes. And I did not tell them that now I'm finishing my message. I took my Bible and I went and sat down. Then they were wondering, where is the preacher? The message was so inspiring. And after the preaching, that was the end of the conference of 3 days. They started packing their things. It was the day of arrival, and it turned to be departure. They said, if the first preacher is preaching like this, how about the second one? How about if we come in the second service? They sang a song to tell us bye bye. And that was the end of the conference. From that time, when I am invited in a new place, I have learned on how to survive. You don't know. If that message will make people to accommodate you, or people to sing songs and tell you Bible. So the Lord has been good on my side.
Amen.
So from that time, the Lord has connected us to many ministers who have a stand on Piper Foundation. And we are here because of the benefit of Calvary. Thank you so much.
Amen.
That is how I came in the message. So there is nobody who can claim and say, okay, I laid my hands on Brother Martin. Is my spiritual child. No. No. I came in the message.
Amen.
In that simple way. So may God bless us all.
Amen.
As we open the word of God in the book of Acts chapter 27.
Amen.
Okay, chapter 27. We can read from verse 39 up to 44. And when it was day, they recognized not the land, but they discovered a certain creek with a show into which they were minded if it were possible to trust in the ship. And when they had taken up the anchors, they committed themselves unto the sea, and loosed the rudder bands, and hoisted up the main sail to the wind, and made towards the shore. And falling into a place where two seas meet, they ran the ship aground, and bow stuck fast, and remained unmovable. But the stern was broken with the violence of the waves. And the soldiers' counsel was to kill the prisoners, lest any of them should swim out and escape. But the centurion, willing to save Paul, kept them from their purpose, and commanded that they who could swim should cast themselves first into the sea, and get to the land, and rest some on boats, and some on broken pieces of the ship. And so it came to pass that they were all escaped safely to the land.
Verse 39. Verse 39. Pakati koedza vakasaziva nyika asi vakaona zororo raiva nejecha vakarangana kana zvaibvira kuitika kuti vaise chikepe pariri. Ipapo vakagura zvimiso vakazvisiya mugungwa vakasunungura zvisungo zvakasunga zvokudzora nazvo vakasimudzira seira rapamberi kumhepo vakaruramira kumhenderekedzo. Zvino vakati vachisvika paidira makungwa maviri vakagumisa chikepe pasi muromo wacho ukabatwa kwazvo asi usingazununguki. Asi rutivi rwacho rweshure rwakavhunika nesimba remvura. Zvino varwi vakati zviri nani kuti vasungwa vaurawe kuti vamwe varege kutiza vachishambira. Asi mukuru wezana vakada kuponesa Pauro vakavadzivisa zvavakanga vachida kuita. Akarayira kuti vanogona kushambira vatange kuzviwisira mumvura vabate kunyika. Vamwe vasara vabude vamwe pamatanda nevamwe pazvimwe zvinhu zvechikepe. Naizvozvo zvakaitika kuti vose vakasvika kunyika vari vapenyu.
Our sharing this evening, we can have our seats, is about walk on water or swim on water. If you don't know how to walk on water, please swim on water. There is an option. So in the book of Matthew chapter
14,
Jesus told his disciples, get in the ship and cross on the other side. But for him, he climbed on the highest mountain for prayer. The same Jesus who climbed the glory land, he's watching you and me as we are in the ship crossing to the other shore, to the other land. The disciples were only disciples in the ship. They were only disciples. This church is full of disciples. We are only disciples who are here. And this local assembly is our ship. And this ship, everybody is now trying to make sure that the ship reaches safely. That is why we have some leaders, we have worshippers, we have deacons, we have pastors, preachers. Everyone has a work and a service here. They were all assisting one another in the sea. And they were all going to one direction. And to make sure that port or that ship it has no engine. It was not using petrol or a diesel. They were using those oars to push water behind, and then the ship could move forward. We have come here this evening with our oars, which is the faith we have in Christ. So we push the world behind, and then we move forward in the name of Jesus. So the ship was moving forward, and the enemy saw the ship coming, and he also he met with his comet in hell. Satan met with his comet people.
Satan aka gara pasi ne vanhu committee yake.
Advisors.
Vanomupa mazano.
And they advised Satan.
Vakamupa zano.
What can we do to stop this ship?
Achibvunza kuti tingaitei kumisa igwa iri.
Then they told him.
Zvino akamuudza.
The only way you can stop this ship is to bring the storm. And the storm came. And these disciples, they were so determined. The storm could not reverse them. We are so determined in this hour, no matter the financial storm, it will not reverse the meetings. It will not reverse the convention. It will not reverse our missionary journey. No matter how many storms will come, we are determined in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
We shall reach our destination. And our destination is rapture. Our destination is heaven. You are amongst determined people who will reach this nation in the mighty name of Jesus. So the devil brought a storm, and Jesus was above the storm. Our Jesus is above every storm in our life. Our Jesus above every storm in marriage. Our Jesus is above every storm in the ministry. I don't care how many storms will come. Jesus is the superpower. He will make you overcome every storm in the mighty name of Jesus. So the disciples were committed. As the storm was increasing, the unity of the disciples was increasing. They were battling with that storm. And finally Jesus came. And he came walking on water. Jesus fulfilled Genesis chapter 1. Whereby the Spirit of the Lord was hovering over the water. So it was not the first time for Jesus to walk on water. Already in Genesis chapter 1, darkness was upon the waters, and the condition was so awkward. But the Spirit of the Lord was upon the water. I don't care how many conditions is awkward in your life. The Spirit of the Lord is over you. He will change things and put your life in order. He will change the impossible to be possible. He will change your weakness to strength. He will change your mourning to joy. He will change you to a superman. And it took many days. The Spirit of the Lord was not fearing those conditions upon the water. My preachers, my pastor, yeah, don't fear. When people are backsliding, the one who gave you those people, he knows how he will make a way for them. The Spirit of the Lord is upon you. He will change the condition of the disciples. And we see here, then Peter requested Jesus, if you are the one, Lord, command me. He did not say command us. Command me. This is an individual journey. It is not a family affair. It is not that because you are the wife of the pastor, now you will go in the rapture. It is an individual affair. They were all disciples in the ship, but only one received the revelation. And he said, Lord, if you are the one, why are the people, why are the disciples? They were calling it is a false teaching. It is a ghost. It is a spirit. Peter looked with the eye of the spirit.
Amen.
And he said, no. This is the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
And he said, Lord, if you are at the word, command me to come. Also, you are in this ship, sitting here in this ship, worshipping in this ship. Also, arise and say, Lord, if you are at the word, speaking to me, command me so that I can go in a higher ground. In a higher dimension. I have been in this condition for so long. And the storm is raging. Command me, Lord. Command me, Lord. Command me, Lord. And the Lord is commanding. By bringing the revelation. By bringing understanding. By bringing the living one. Then only Peter stood up in the ship. You mean Peter did not have friends? I think others were just pulling the garment of Peter, Tondiko. But Peter rose with courage and stepped on the surface of the water. Already Pastor Andrew Peary has explained very clearly on that. And it is not the first time for him to speak about that. He has been speaking about that scripture in many places. But now, other disciples were now wondering. Peter has walked upon the water. We shall be looked as if we are not believers. Lord, assist us also. Assist us, Lord. And then in the book of Acts chapter 27, another apostle came by the name of Paul. Paul did not have grace like that of Peter to walk upon the water. But he was a mighty apostle. But he did not have grace to walk upon the water. But Paul had grace to swim upon the water. But Peter had grace to walk upon the water. We can all come here in the pulpit and preach from the same scripture, but with a different level of grace. And we shall bring the level of understanding in different lives of the people, using the same scripture. So from the same seed, we see three manifestations. We see three levels of people. We see Jesus walking upon the storm, and he's not singing. And Peter came. He walked upon the storm, and then he started singing. And then the Lord stretched a hand and held Peter. Then we see Paul coming, and he said, even if an angel from heaven will come and preach another gospel except this one whom Paul is preaching, let him be cast. But he did not have faith to walk on water. But here Peter is having faith to walk upon the water, but Peter did not have grace to swim like Paul upon the stormy sea. But he had the grace to walk with the feet upon the stormy sea, but he had no grace to swim and push water behind him on the stormy sea. That was done by Paul. So my brothers, my sister, don't compare your ministry to the ministry of Brother Branham. That is not your level. You manifest your level. Don't compare your ministry to Pastor Ferem. That is not your level. You manifest your level. Don't compare your ministry to Pastor Martin. That is not your level. It is my level. I don't compare my ministry to another preacher. When he comes, I will benefit from him. Let us come with a ministry to make me walk upon the water. He will encourage me to walk upon the water. But if I remain in the ship, another ministry will come to encourage me that even if you remain in this ship, something will happen to the ship. Then he will come out of the ship and started swimming. So Paul took on. He went with around 200 and something prisoners. It is here, we can read it there. Chapter 27, verse 37. How many prisoners were there? How many were there? You are looking at it from your Bible. Acts chapter 27, 37.
Acts chapter 27, verse 37.
How many? 276 souls.
276.
276. 276 souls. That was a very big church. But they were all prisoners. And Paul said, I am a prisoner of the Lord Jesus. In that ship, there was no port who was free. We are all prisoners here. That is why we have prison ministry. So I have come with the prison ministry from Kenya to preach to prisoners in Chitungwiza. Prisoners of Jesus Christ. These prisoners, they had one who was overall. Who was called Paul. He was the leader of the prisoner. And in this prison church, they were breaking bread. When you read in 1 Peter 5:6, Paul stood up and broke the bread.
Amen.
The storm was raging.
Amen.
But Paul brought the bread.
Amen.
There is a lot of storm raging.
Yes.
But we have come with the bread of life, which is the word of God.
Amen.
And we are breaking the bread. To strengthen these prisoners so that they cannot focus their eyes on the storm, so that they can focus their eyes on the bread. Focus your eyes on the bread. Don't focus your eyes on the problem. Don't focus your eyes on the situation. Don't focus your eyes on the condition. Every condition will change. Every storm will change. In the mighty name of Jesus. In verse 39, they reach a place where the two see meet together. That is where we are. We are near to the destination. Our going home is very near. That is why condition is becoming tough. And the storm was getting tougher and tougher. And finally, the owner of the ship, who was not a prisoner, he decided that he will kill all the prisoners. That is what Satan is doing. And Paul said, you cannot do that. The devil will never kill you. You will accomplish your mission on this earth. You will accomplish what you came here to do. There is no power that will stop you. The Lord Jesus is on your side. And Paul commanded that one who was owning the ship, you cannot do that. This prisoner, they must reach the shore. We are the prisoners of the Lord Jesus. We must reach our destination. The storm was increasing, but Paul was increasing the revelation to the prisoners. The Holy Spirit today is increasing revelation, is increasing love, he's increasing prayer. He's increasing fellowship. He's increasing anointing. He's increasing patience. He's increasing understanding. And Paul said to those people, the ship will be destroyed. But nobody will lose life. The ship will be destroyed. So prisoners were wondering, what kind of teaching is Paul bringing? We are in the sea. We cannot see even the shore. And he's saying the ship will be destroyed. But nobody will be destroyed. How will we survive on this sea? Even today, your financial condition will be destroyed. Many things which you own will be destroyed. But your soul, will never be destroyed. Your spiritual life will never be destroyed. Your spiritual stand will never be destroyed. That happened to our brother Job. In the book of Job, chapter 1 and chapter 2. So we can read here in verse 42. You can read.
Zvinovarwi vakati zvinani kuti vasungwa vaurawe kuti vamwe varege kutiza vachishambira.
And the soldiers' counsel was to kill the prisoners, lest any of them could swim out and escape. You see,
munozoona,
these prisoners,
ava vasungwa,
they were trained to swim, but they were in their comfort zone, the ship. There is no day that they were exercising the swimming. So when the Lord Jesus looked from heaven, he said, Paul, you are a swimmer.
Amen.
You prisoner, you are a swimmer, but you are a comfortable in the ship. So what I will do, I will bring a storm and break the ship to pieces so that the people can be free.
Amen.
And exercise their swimming power.
Amen.
Unless the ship was broken, these people could never swim.
Amen.
That is why condition is coming tough and tough.
Amen.
The Lord wants you to swim. I know you don't have maybe enough grace to walk on water, but this evening I want to insist on swimming. Brother Bill insisted on walking and I'm insisting on swimming. Swimming it's not easy.
Right.
But walking, you cannot use the hands to walk on the water. But swimming, you use the legs and the hands. So swimming is more powerful than walking. And swimming needs more courage and more power than walking. Because somebody who is walking, when he is singing, he can cry like Peter. As, oh, I'm singing. And then he will stretch the hand. Then he hold him. But here you are now submerged in water. So you are not singing. But you must use wisdom. Because your hands are working. And your legs is also working. And your eyes is also working. And your head is also working. So a swimmer must pull water, must pull that storm, and tell the storm, come in the name of Jesus. And when the storm was coming, he takes the storm by the hand and pushes it behind him, and then he moves it forward. We are here today this evening, taking the storm by our hands, our hands for prayer, our hands of faith, and pulling it behind us and saying, the name of Jesus, we are moving forward. We are swimmers in this age, pushing the waters of confusion. We are pushing them behind us. So Paul encouraged the people that in this ship we have three levels of people. We can read it there. It is verse 43 and 44. But the centurion, willing to save Paul, kept them from their purpose and commanded that they who could swim should cast themselves first into the sea and get to the land.
Asi mukuru wezana waida kuponesa Paulo wakavadzivisa zvavakanga vachida kuita akarayira kuti vanogona kushambira vatange kuzviwisira mumvura
and then the rest on pots and some on broken pieces.
Vamwe vose vabude vamwe pamatanda vamwe pazvimwe zvinhu zvechikepe.
Those who know how to swim like Paul were commanded to enter the sea first. Those signify the apostles who received the Holy Ghost on the day of
Pentecost.
They were the first people to have that experience. They were the best swimmers. And those who followed, they were holding on the broken pieces of the ship. And others were holding on those luggages or parts of wheat. Let us now see our level. Where, what are you holding? Are you swimming? If you don't know how to swim, there is an option. You can hold on the broken pieces of the ship. And the broken pieces of the ship is the scriptures. Even if you know only one scripture in the Bible, you hold to it tightly. You will reach the destination. Don't say that you know, I don't know many scriptures. You hold that broken piece. You will reach the shore. And if you don't have grace to hold the broken piece, there is some parts of wheat which is hanging, which is floating on the sea. Take hold of that pack of wheat and hold to it tightly. So there were three levels of people. So those who were swimming were in front of them. After you were pushing water and the waves of the water, the waves was also pushing those who were holding on the pieces of the broken ship, because they don't know how to swim.
Amen.
So they were depending on the swimmers. So as the waves come in, forward, it brings people who don't know how to swim holding on the pieces of wood. And the waves was also assisting them. And those who don't know how to swim also were holding on the packs of wheat. And they were floating, they were not singing. They were holding tightly. Even if you don't know any one scripture, but you only know one song, which says only believe. All things are possible. Hold to it tightly. You will reach the shore. Even if you know only to mention Jesus, hold it tightly. You will reach the shore. In this channel, there is no weak person. Because the Bible says, let the weak say, we are strong. So don't tell me I am weak. Because we are depending on one another. In the morning, when Pastor Piri was encouraging us to walk on water, some people were wondering, I am weak. How can I walk on water? I'm encouraging you. You can swim on water. You can swim on water. And swimming
kushambira.
Yet there are some challenges. Sometimes you will swallow water, but you will not die. So also coming to church, you will have some challenges, but don't stop coming. You will swallow some water and some things there, which is not good. But sometimes you will throw them out. But Paul is encouraging us, let us swim and reach the Shisho. So everybody was in the business of swimming. We are here swimming in the love of God. We are swimming in the revelation of Jesus. We are swimming in the word of the truth. The devil will never do us harm. In that sea, there were dangerous animals, but they were all had run away because the presence of the Lord was surrounding the swimmer. Then in chapter 28, they reached an island called Melita. There was no one who was wounded. Those who were expert in swimming, rich. Those who were holding on the pieces of wood, rich. And those who were holding on the pipes of wood, rich. We shall reach our destination. Whether you are in the city church or in the village church, we shall all reach heaven. We shall all reach by the power of the Holy Ghost. And when they reached Melita, the people of that island were hospitable people, they were good people. And they looked at those people, they were coming from the sea. They were very cold. They were conquerors and victorious, but they were lacking fire. They had no fire. They needed fire. You can have money. You can have wealth in this earth. But you need fire. The fire of the Holy Spirit. You cannot buy that fire by your money. We are now in an island called Melita. And in that island, they were received with the people who were also swimmers. They arrived in that island earlier than Paul. On this way, we have saints who passed this way before. You are not the first one to lack to pay rent. There is people who has passed that way before. You are not the first one to stay in a single room. There is people who has passed that way before. You are not the first one to lack money. There is people like Abraham and Joseph who has passed that way before. You are not the first pastor for people to stand against you. There is other people who had passed that way before. Amen. They are already on that island waiting for you to encourage you that in this island, you need to fire. We can read that in Acts chapter 28. Verse 1 to 2. And when they were escaped, and they knew that the island was called Melita, and the Paparius people showed us no little kindness, for they kindled a fire and received us every one of us, because of the present rain and because of the cold.
Zino takati taponeswa takashik takaziva kuti chisuwa chinonzi Melita. Vanhu venyika iyo vakatiitira unyoro kwazvo Nokuti vakati vakabatidza moto vakati gamuchira tose nokuda kwemvura yakanaya ichi yakanga ichinaya uye nokuda kwechando.
We really thank the Lord. We still have ministers like those people of Melita Island who can come and light a fire. And they light a fire and the prisoners were now warming themselves. We have the fire since morning service. The fire was lit here and we were warming ourselves. And the fire is still increasing.
Amen.
We are now in the island of Melita.
Amen.
Warm yourself, my sister. Warm yourself, my brother.
Amen.
Don't leave this convention cold.
Amen.
There is a fire lit here.
Amen.
And this fire is unquenchable.
Amen.
Nobody can stop this fire. And when while they were warming, Paul received a revelation to keep the fire burning. But other people were warming themselves. And Paul recognized some bundle of sticks. The Paparian, they lit the fire. The owners of that island. But they did not carry the bundle of sticks to increase the fire. You have the message. You have the message. Don't be condemned that I am in the message. Increase that fire. Increase that task. Increase that desire. Increase that appetite. So Paul recognized where the bundle of stick is. It was not one stick. It was a bundle of sticks. One bundle is called Kitungwiza. Another bundle is called Rusaka. Another bundle in Kenya. Another bundle in Kilenora. They are all bundles, fellowship. These bundles of sticks.
Amen.
They were well coordinated and they were staying together. And when Paul picked them, they did not disorganize. They allowed themselves to be carried as a bundle. Stay together in love. Stay together in faith. Stay together in fellowship. Stay together in the truth. Don't disorganize other people. We are the bundles of sticks. We are waiting to be lifted by the hands of Apostle Paul. Paul represented the Spirit of the Lord Jesus, who is lifting you and me. While Paul was lifting those bundles and increasing the fire, the devil was not happy.
Amen.
Satan was not happy. He disguised himself and came in another dimension. And he was hiding in the panel of sticks.
Amen.
As a serpent.
Amen.
And he was not caring.
Amen.
Other people were just warming themselves. He wanted to attack somebody who was on the forefront, lifting the bundle of sticks and putting them in the fire. And the Piper says here, verse 3, Acts chapter 28, verse 3. And when Paul had gathered the bundle of sticks and laid them on the fire, take him a viper out of the heap and fastened on his heart.
Zino
Paulo wakati achiunganidza svinga rutsotso akauyisa pamoto ukabuda nyoka nokudziya ikana matira paruoko rwake.
In the book of Genesis chapter 3,
Genesis 3,
God told Adam and Eve,
Marivanoza Adam na Eva,
the serpent,
Uti nyoka,
will bruise the heel,
amen,
Icharuma chitsino,
of the woman,
Shemu,
of the woman is
Kazi,
of the seat of the woman,
Kazi,
and the seat of the woman,
Nembeu Yemkazi,
will bruise the head of the serpent,
Ichatsika.
The Bible does not say he will bruise the foot, but the heel.
Bible ariti icharuma gumbo asi kitsitsino.
The heel.
Kitsitsino.
That is where it carries the weight of the body of man.
Takurwa mutumbi wa mwiri.
Even when you want to know the weight of the body of man, you can check the shoes. It wears out on the heel. That is where the weight of the pot of money
is.
So the enemy knows where your strength is.
Amen.
So he was aiming the heel.
Amen.
And when he bruised the heel of the seat of the woman, man started limping. That was showing instability. And the Bible says in the book of James, a man, it says what?
Like not fit.
Eh?
Not good.
Yeah, he's unstable in all his ways.
Yes.
Who is causing instability? The serpent.
Inyoka.
Amen.
And here,
Zinopana,
when Christ came on the cross, the serpent was now in trouble. The head was bruised. And the church was given anointing and revelation to crush the enemy completely.
Amen.
And the weak were made strong.
Wow.
And amen. The lame were made to walk.
Amen.
And the blind were given ability to see. And the lepers were cleansed. Even the dead were raised. And even those who were having an innocent mind like legion were given super mind. So here the devil changed the strategy. Instead of bruising the leg or the heel of Paul, it was aiming the hand of Paul. And this is the time of the hand ministry.
Amen.
The fivefold ministry is the hand.
Amen.
That is where the enemy is aiming today.
Amen.
As Paul was busy gathering the bundle of sticks, the serpent came from those sticks.
Amen.
And coiled upon the hand of Paul. And it was hanging on the hand of Paul. And people were watching. As they were watching, they said, this man cannot survive again. People are watching. And they are speaking many things against the church. This end time church will not survive. It is not your church. It is the church of Jesus.
Amen.
And Jesus is the owner of the church. And is walking in the midst of the church. He's the one who is threatening the church. We shall survive.
Yesu watichagrarawa.
And what Paul did,
Paulo anoitei,
he did not focus on the serpent.
Ana kuisa.
Don't focus on the problem. He focused on his responsibility. As he continued to lift the bundle of sticks, the serpent was hanging and people were watching. And Paul went near the fire.
Amen.
And put a pound of sticks on the fire. And then he hung his hand upon the fire.
Amen.
And he increased the heat of the fire. And then the serpent was forced to come out of the hand of Paul to overcome.
Amen.
Increase love. To overcome, increase prayer. To overcome, increase fellowship. To overcome, increase encouragement. To overcome, increase all the spiritual things in your life. This is the time for brothers and sisters to shake this serpent off your hand.
Amen.
Don't come to the pastor crying. Shake that serpent off.
Amen.
Shake it by prayer.
Amen.
Shake it off your life.
Amen.
And people were looking and they said, this man, we are giving him 5 minutes. After 5 minutes, the poison will kill him. And Paul continued to lift a bundle of sticks. After a certain time, they changed their mind and they say, this man is a god. He's not a human being. My brothers, my sisters, we are going to live the life of Jesus on this earth. And then people will change their mind.
Yes, sir.
And they will say, these are not ordinary men.
Yes.
These are not ordinary people. Because that fire, it was warming people. Amen. Who were swimmers. That fire is here. And also that serpent is here.
Amen.
The fire is here. And the serpent is around there.
Mm.
To confuse your mind. To confuse your stand. To make you remember things that cannot build you. But we are warming ourselves. We are warming on the revelation of the word. We are warming under the power of the Holy Spirit. And things are changing from the captivity to positivity. If you cannot walk on water, you can swim on water. May God bless us all.
Praise be the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Yes, if you can't walk, you can swim.
Amen.
If you can swim, you can hold on to the pieces.
Amen.
Amen. And God has provided us with all that. Everything that makes it possible for us to attain the purpose of God
in our life,
that we may be established in the faith. No wonder the scripture says God has given to the church some apostles, some prophets, evangelists, pastors and teachers. Amen. I once asked them a brother. I said, if there is a church,
uh,
how will they have all that is needed, like maybe an apostle or?
Vangazoona izvi zvose zvinodikanwa sei zvinobva kumuapostora zvichida kune vamwe.
And he said,
akati,
if it is a true church of God,
kana iri kereke yechokwadi yamwari,
God will make a way,
mwari uchaisa kunzira
for the apostle to get there,
kuti muapostora akurinepo.
Amen.
They were worshiping God,
vaina mata mwari
in all holiness, but they only knew the baptism of John the Baptist. But they were sincere. And the Bible says, while the preacher who was Apollos was at Corinth, the preacher for Ephesus was in Corinth. Then Paul passed through Ephesus. That's when he asked them, have you received the Holy Ghost? Then the minister of the apostle brought the people on the true foundation. Amen. You know, as I met Brother Martin in
1998.
He had never spoken about his testimony, how he came to the Lord. I'm hearing it for the first time. How he came to know the Lord. Amen. Now there is some consistency in the working of God. I've heard from some other who have the ministry of apostleship. If you look at the apostles of Jesus Christ, they were all handpicked by Jesus himself. Can you see that? It is the Lord who does that.
Amen.
Because apostolic ministry is for the foundation.
Amen.
When you are building a wall, you are building it upon a foundation. But the foundation is not built upon something else. It is the origin.
Amen, that's right.
So the apostle, the ministry of the apostle
is
to lay the foundation.
Amen.
Amen. And we all know Jesus Christ is the chief cornerstone.
Amen.
Amen. When Jesus went, and you know, when Judas hung himself, they had to make a vote that they may find somebody to get into that place. And they found a good man who was sincere and a true witness of the ministry of Jesus Christ. And that was
Matthias.
But along the line, we find Jesus Christ himself calling Paul.
Amen.
It was a personal experience.
Amen.
Where Paul was called by Jesus Christ.
And
when Paul was called, he was sent to
Ananias
not to be taught the church doctrine. Is that right?
Amen.
He was baptized. And this is the testimony of Paul. He says, when I was baptized, I did not sit down with any man. Neither did I go to the original apostles, that I may be given. Because the commission was, you are called to be a light to the Gentiles and to see Jesus Christ.
So he did not go to Peter. You know, you are the one who stayed with him for 3.5 years. How did he look like? maybe you can draw it out so that I can know. He went into the wilderness. And there, he came back with a gospel that he says it is not of man. Amen. And then he goes on to say, there will come that day when Jesus Christ will judge the world by my gospel. Can you see that?
Amen.
We're so sure of that.
Amen.
Amen. So I've heard for the first time how our brother was called.
Amen.
Amen. You know, there is that peculiarity. Amen.
Amen.
Where somebody is called because the ministry is to put people on the foundation. That's why of the fivefold ministry, the apostle is the thumb.
Amen.
Without the thumb,
Basina ichi.
Not much can be done by
this. Amen.
But
I see
the Lord brings into being, and because of his love, he will make us come to that which makes us, you know, perfected. You get the point. He knows how to do it. We have been pastored. We have been evangelized. We have been taught. But there is that element that must also come. And it doesn't come by men's working, but it is God himself.
Mm-hmm.
So in that simplicity, we are established.
Amen.
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 Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. When Paul went out to pick up those sticks, the scripture says the serpent was inside there. There was no problem. It was going nicely with the sticks. But it took the apostle to pick up that good, nice group. Nobody thought there was anything bad with that. Everything looked like everything is nice. But then when the apostle's hands got a hold of it, put it in the fire, then the spirit of the serpent manifested. And what did the apostle do? He shook it into the fire. Amen.
Amen.
That's how God deals with us, you know.
Amen.
Amen. If you can't walk like Peter, you can swim.
Amen.
Then you say, I cannot even swim. But the way the ship got to the shore, it was by a thud. When it hit into the sand, and because of the waves, or because of the wind, it broke to facilitate pieces that everybody should hold on to.
Amen.
Amen. You know, I like the way he said, where we are going, at that island of Miletus, there are others who have already arrived there. there's no problem that you are going through that has not been gone through by somebody else. That's why Peter says, all these temptations that are coming on you, it's coming on all the world.
Amen.
There's nothing new. Amen. You are staying in one room. There are some who pass through there. Amen. You are sick. There's somebody who passed through there. Amen. You need a child. Hannah passed through that. There's nothing new. But God, by His grace,
is
confirming. You know, God doesn't just want us to read it in the Bible. Just as an historical account. But we are established on the true facts or the reality of the Word of God. So we must go through there. Amen. Because Paul says, I'm an apostle called by God Himself to preach this gospel which was vindicated in the scripture by Jesus Christ coming in the flesh, and I'm an apostle. Amen.
Amen.
Is that right?
Yeah.
And then he says, my desire is to see Christ crucified in you. He doesn't want to see a bunch of people who can do good singing, who can do good preaching, but he wants to see the reality. Because he was called not by hearing from somebody, but by true first-hand commission from God Himself. But what then makes His ministry establish people on the world?
Amen.
Amen. Not by just some hearsay, but by the confirmation of the Word of God in our lives.
In shady green pastures, so rich and so sweet, God leads the children adore. While the world